It's 10 minutes before last Monday's game against the San Antonio Spurs, and outside the FedEx Forum, we are being told to believe. Believe, Memphis, that the Grizzlies will come back after three straight losses and win the Western Conference Finals. Everyone is sure this is going to happen, including Miles Brown, a self-described karate champion.
And I do believe we can make history. We're down, but we're not out because it's not over until it's over.
In case you missed the game, it did not end with a blue bear dancing on top of the Alamo. And while it might have been a tragic evening for Brown, who, by his own estimation, spent more than $2,000 on tickets and team merchandise since the playoffs began, others in this very crowd walked away in a slightly better condition, like Sean Stott, whose small business, Parties with Pizzazz, was hired by the Grizzlies to do face painting.
Normally games, you know, they just come get their faces painted, no biggie, but this time, I mean, people are really going all out to get their faces painted, even giving $100 tips.
The seven home games of the playoffs meant overtime pay for bandleader Gary Goyne. His group, the official house band of the FedEx Forum, got a nice bonus for each extra gig.
This brought probably maybe another 15 to 20% of my income for the year.
Goyne says local businesses simply worked harder to feed the bear. Here's how t-shirt designer Eric Evans spent every game night.
Run up front, grab a t-shirt, run to the back, print it, repeat.
Evans' original designs, available in his boutique clothing store, Saatchi, on South Main, were a big hit with fans. One popular shirt says, "The Grindfather." Another says, "Screw calm and grind on." They flew off the shelves so quickly that Evans ended up silkscreening on demand. His business partner, John Sylvester, was surprised not only with the popularity of the shirts, but of the uptick in spending all over downtown.
You know, we never went into this thinking, you know, we'll be able to develop some sort of t-shirt niche like we've had. It just kind of happened that way. One of the most important aspects is you were able to go after not just the market share of the people coming in, but also the wallet share of the folks, because they would come down to our store, then they'd go down to, say, the Green Beetle and go eat, then they'd go down and check some other places out that they may have never had the opportunity to go do.
The Greater Memphis Chamber of Commerce in 2010 estimated that the Grizzlies and the FedEx Forum generate an annual economic impact of more than $223 million. It's hard to say at this point just how much each of the seven home games added to that total, but you can do a head count. Seven sold-out games, each with 18,000 people. That's 126,000 extra visitors to downtown this year, for basketball alone. Of course, the biggest winners are the team owners, whose marketing strategy during the playoffs focused on season tickets. The Grizzlies can even pinpoint Game 5 of the first round series against the Los Angeles Clippers as the moment season ticket sales really took off. They're now 20% higher than last year at this point. John Pugliese, Grizzlies Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Broadcast, said that getting in the playoffs has expanded the regional fan base of the Grizz.
We've seen within our playoffs and within our playoff TV ratings an increase in the Nashville markets and those being broadcast in those other markets from what it was in the regular season.
At the moment, it seems that everything Grizz is gold. On Wednesday, State Senator Jim Kyle filed legislation to create a Grizzlies specialty license plate. It'll take a vote of the Assembly and 1,000 pre-orders to make that happen. But if the Tennessee Titans and the Nashville Predators can have one, then surely there are enough of you out there who strongly believe that Memphis should have one too. For WKNO News, this is Christopher Blank.